More trouble in the Gulf of Maine. We recently heard that the warming waters were having a detrimental effect on the puffin population on Machias Seal Island. Now scientists are finding that wild blue mussels are disappearing from the coast. Marine ecologists at the University of California at Irvine studied the Gulf coastline and found that the mussels have declined more than 60%. Biologist Cascade Sortie conducted the study and we reached her in California. Good afternoon.
Hello.
What was the impetus for this study?
So, you know, I'm really glad to be getting this story out because this is a study that was really inspired by my communication with members of the public that had observed that shellfish where they had grown up or lived for many years were declining, specifically the blue mussel populations. And so it started really as just observations and rumors. And my job was to go out and to actually quantify this and get some scientific data to figure out if mussels were indeed declining in this region.
And so what did you find out? What did you study?
Well, the way that we went about this was we searched all the literature that we could to see what kind of historical data were available, because when we're looking at changes, we really need these historical baselines so that we can then compare historical population sizes to what there is there right now. This was a study that was done just over the last couple of years, 2013, 2014. And then we went out into the field at 20 field sites across the Gulf of Maine from Cape Cod up to northern Maine, and we used standardized techniques to count mussel populations, and we found that across these sites that we studied, mussels have been declining on average by 60% since our historical baselines, which were back in the 1970s.
Did that shock you?
Well, you know, I mean, I actually trusted those observations by members of the public, so I expected that we would see some declines, but the amount did shock me. The historical data that we had showed that mussel population sizes were, that mussels were covering up to 70% of the shoreline at these sites. And when we went back out there, we found that they were covering now up to 15% of the shoreline. So, I mean, that's a really dramatic decline. And then when we looked across the community, we did a community analysis to see, you know, what are the most important species back then in the 1970s and then now on the rocks out there. And we found that mussels were one of the most important species in the 1970s, not surprisingly. They were covering more than 50% of the space. But now they don't even come out in that analysis as being important. It's almost like they have basically disappeared from the community.
Now, you said you went as far as northern Maine, but of course we know that the Gulf of Maine, Canada touches on that as well.
That's right. And, you know, it's really interesting. There end up being kind of these political boundaries in how we do our research. So our research was funded by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association, and so we were funded to do work in the United States, and yet we're really a contiguous region. So I don't know what's happening on the Canadian shores, but I really have two expectations. One expectation is that on contiguous shores, you know, right next to where we did our studies, I would expect that the mussel populations are declining there as well because they're just so close. On the other hand, we've been finding this pattern with latitude that the further south you go, the more dramatic the declines are. And so I would hope that actually the further north you go up into Canada, that there would still be some pretty robust populations, perhaps because it's not so hot up there or some of the other drivers of the declines have not had such a strong impact.
And what is driving the decline?
So that's one thing that we really don't know, and it's not something that we can figure out with the way that we did this study. We have historical data points, and then we have current data points. And so really, if we wanted to figure out what was driving the declines, we would need continuous monitoring so that we could then relate what's changing with the mussel population at a particular time and what's happening with possible drivers. Mm-hmm. However, we do have some ideas about what are driving the declines. It's probably a combination of a disturbance to the population, something that's causing mortality, and that disturbance could be human harvesting, you know, taking the mussels out. It could be increases in storm frequency. It could be changes in water temperature, which drive mortality, and it could be predation by invasive species that have had impacts, we know, at least in some of these mussel-bed regions.
Well, we recently heard, and we were talking about this actually on our program quite recently, that the puffin population population is having a hard time in the Gulf of Maine. And I'm wondering if it's possible that this is all related in some way.
It's certainly possible. And, you know, one thing that that this kind of struck me with was as I'm doing this project, I'm also communicating with my colleagues around the globe and hearing about instances of other foundation species, species that create habitat, declining dramatically in other regions. People in Australia and off the coast of Europe are finding that kelp populations are declining. You know, we've seen a lot of changes in the coral reefs over this past year with a lot of warming. So there seems to be something happening worldwide that's affecting these foundation species. And then we know that what these foundation species do is they create habitat and they increase diversity and they serve as the base of the food chain. So from that perspective, it's not surprising, I guess, that as these foundation species decline, that they'll cause these cascading extinctions with other species that depend on them.
What role does the mussel play in this region?
That's a really good question, and it's an interesting one because, you know, some people aren't so familiar with mussels, at least ecologically. They might be familiar with mussels as something that they eat occasionally, so they are a food source for humans. They're also a food source for the marine system, so things like birds eat mussels. We know that there are also subtidal species, crabs and maybe some fish that eat mussels. They also just form a really important role of creating habitat in a region where it would be pretty inhospitable to live if you didn't have them there. So you could imagine the difference between a bare rock or an area that's that has all of this three-dimensional structure that a mussel bed creates. You know, there are lots of nooks and crannies in there, and that's why we see there are all of these species that can only exist in that region if the mussels are present.
Do they also have a connection to the farmed mussels? Because it's my understanding that that's what people, when people are eating mussels, most of the time that's what they're eating.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this is something that was really shocking to me looking into this, that the farmed mussels actually depend on the wild mussel populations to get their spat, which is the young mussels that they then seed in their mussel farms and grow up into the adult mussels that we eat. So those actually all started out as wild mussels. And, you know, that was really surprising to me that that we have this system where we are depending on a service that the ecosystem provides, and if that's not there, then it's really going to hamper our ability to create food.
Is it possible that these types of mussels could become extinct one day?
You know, this is a species that has a very broad range. It ranges across the Atlantic from the United States on the, you know, what is this, the west side of the Atlantic to across over to Europe on the east side of the Atlantic. So it has a very broad range. I would guess that it would take quite a while for the species to go globally extinct because there would hopefully always be refuges and remnant populations. But we are seeing cases of local extirpations where the species is going locally extinct. My colleagues have worked down on the southeastern coast of the United States and found that blue mussels are now locally extirpated south of Delaware. And now the fact that we're seeing these declines in the Gulf of Maine, this suggests that if the mussel populations continue on their current trajectory, they could become locally extinct in our region.
And of course, in this case, and I'm sure, and obviously in many other cases in our natural world, we have ecology and economy. An economy closely linked. You know, it's worth millions of dollars to have these mussels, to have a healthy population. And yet at the same time, sounds like they're also key to the local ecology.
Right. And I think what I hope that this study will do is I hope it will bring to light to people, you know, managers and other scientists, that here's a species. It's important. It's important in many ways, ecologically and economically. We haven't been monitoring it. Here's a study that shows, that quantifies really dramatic declines. And now maybe if we want to keep these populations robust for many purposes, then we should put more effort into continued monitoring.
I know you're a scientist and this is what you do. You study these things. But does emotion come into it for you as well when you see something like this?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. I mean, I've grown up on the coastline as well, and you know, there are places that they just form part of my psyche. And those places that I grew up happen to be on the West Coast, and I've been back to some of them recently. Some of them seem more robust than others. When I see declines or changes in those locations, my scientific mind immediately turns on, you know, what's changing here and how can we stop it. I have to admit that I'm, you know, also one of those members of public that feels a little bit disheartened seeing, you know, how do you actually get from noticing these declines to making changes, but there seems to be efforts mobilizing to hopefully make some changes and help the system.
Thank you so much for taking our call today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Colleen. Bye-bye.
Cascade Sortie is a biologist at the University of California at Irvine. Her findings on the wild blue mussel were published in the Global Change Biology Journal.